This year seems to be the 50th anniversary of just about everything. The moon landing, Woodstock, the Stonewall riots, and the burning of the Cuyahoga River in Ohio. A much quieter event from 1969 was the publication of Design with Nature by Ian McCarg, which had a big impact on the environmental movement of the 1970s. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the University of Pennsylvania now has three exhibitions on view about McCarg's work.
Ian McCarg was a professor of architecture at the University of Pennsylvania and is considered the father of modern landscape architecture. In the 1960s and 70s, he railed against city planning that did not take ecology into account. Case in point was the Cuyahoga River, so polluted in 1969 that it caught fire.
There were things happening in the 60s that, you know, were telling us that this is wrong, that this is something that is fundamentally flawed about how we build our cities.
This is Bill Whitaker in the Architectural Archives of the University of Pennsylvania.
But then he realized that people actually paid attention when you had scientific information and you had hard facts, right? And the hard facts really helped him communicate at a larger scale.
McCarg was a data-driven designer. He created a system of geological maps that could be overlaid onto each other to show the intersections of different kinds of information, like groundwater aquifers, soil types, native foliage, and human populations. In the Croys Gallery on the Penn campus, Whitaker has hung giant geological maps, 6 foot by 12 foot, which were hand-drawn by McCarg and his students in the mid-60s.
Nowadays, we do this with algorithms, we do this with computers, we do it with super speed. Back then, they did it with alcohol-based markers, they did it with acetate, they tried to do it with light tables. It was the beginning.
McCarg also had a pugnacious personality, which endeared him to the 1960s counterculture. For a couple years, he had his own television show called The House We Live In, where he critiqued the biblical proposition that man should have dominion over earth.
The hot dog stands, the neon shill, the ticky-tacky houses, the sterile core, the mind and ravished countryside. This is the image of anthropocentric man. He seeks not unity with nature, but conquest.
For the 50th anniversary of Design with Nature, the University of Pennsylvania is showcasing 25 large-scale environmental projects happening right now around the world in order to show McCarg's legacy. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.